Yeah. Yes, it's rather unnerving. Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Take up slack, steadily, slowly, okay. Climbing. Slack on the lifeline. Can you pull it up? Can you pull up the lifeline? There's some slack. That must be wedged somewhere. That's it, it's going up. I'll come on up slowly, otherwise you might dislodge something. Okay. Below. Okay. Below.
Corey, you know, we were a bit worried about the...
Now, take it steady if you can, Stan, to try and avoid wrapping it around the bang wire, which you've just done. About 100% better than that bloody rubbish. I'll gladly put it down.
Bloody style rattling about.
We didn't even get a
straight down.
We didn't even get a swish with that one, huh?
No, it
hasn't
gone right over our head.
No,
it just hit.
Yeah, the first I heard it was a bang. That's better.
All right, stop.
I've also looked at the bang wire.
We're trying to free it.
Too late for what? Did anyone find anything? Hi, Joe. It's not Wilcox.
What?
It's not Wilcox. Chap by the name of Richard Whitcomb.
Well,
yeah.
Do you know
how to? A lifeline,
yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're more scout?
No.
I swear, I don't know you are. You know how to lifeline, yeah? Oh, fuck it, never mind. Come on.
Hey? I'll lifeline you if you want to tie on at any time. Mr. Pike, I take it, isn't it?
What?
Mr. Pike.
Yeah.
No, Wally's on his way, actually.
What?
I say Wally's on his way.
Really? Yeah, we've got another fish.
Oh. Okay. I'll just get back to the head of the pitch. I'll just get back to the top of the pitch. Any slack at all? That's you, is it, right? Yeah, okay.
Fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
What's the fourth pitch then?
What?
What's the fourth pitch?
Oh, the Goon's squeeze went through to the head of a sort of 20-foot rope climb.
Yeah.
Just bounced onto a... Yeah, let's get this one.
Okay.
What kind of life plan? Sorry, you're Richard Wickham, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you might be a visiting Boy Scout. Yeah, he goes down a 20-foot crack.
Yeah.
He finishes up on a slope, Stowell Slope, which slopes down to the edge. It's a bit like a shattered pot. In other words, the edge of the pit. And there's a very, very, very loose 20-foot pitch. It's just a teetering mass of brachia or whatever it is. And then that's it. Just ends. But Lynn says he can hear the water on the wall.
Greg?
inside.
It's the real box.
Hello.
What?
It's the cavalry.
Well, if you got to stay where you are, Wall, I'll pass the nose up to you and you take it back at the party.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
How are you getting on?
Okay, Jerry. Okay.
Scan is not on his way. I don't know where he's gone.
Somebody's just saying,
yeah, Westbury Quarry. He's probably on the way.
Westbury Wilkes,
isn't it? No. So that's how have you gone on, anyway? Or haven't you?
Oh, yes, it goes on.
It goes on. But you want another charge further on?
No.
What?
It appears...
It looks like it probably well finishes.
It appears to finish, yes. There are several possibilities.
Very uncompromising.
In effect, you come through into a third Avon, just to make a change, with the bottom of it, not the top of it.
Yes.
Okay, Derek!
That's interesting. Of course you might do.
Yes. It's...
With no visible way out of the Avon.
What?
You can't see the top of it.
Nice change.
Well, I
know fucking great
evening,
I suppose.
Yeah. So, you're not beginning to believe, aren't they?
Mr. Cousins?
Yes.
You get slow rhythm.
What have you fired today?
We take it hard every step up your rate.
No bang at all, still there.
You've got the debts, haven't you?
No. Well, I haven't got the debts, yeah.
So I've got the bloody debts, I've got some stuff.
Well, if you've got to take it very, what seems to you very slowly, whenever we feel you're coming, we fall in and then hold it. And this sort of has the effect of virtually lifting you up every run. It's a very restful way of climbing, I find.
Who's in? Well, that's the thing. Who's this you've got here? Bob's over there. Or is he a bit naked?
Oh, I'm a Larry. Leather. Not a Derry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got trouble with the screen down the bottom. Yeah. I'm fucking capable to get through it, because somebody's trying to leave, and so they're putting from the top, you know. What the fuck are
you doing? You've got two bit ahead of the pitch there, haven't you? Alright, well in which case I'll go back and hurry up where I'm going to fire up the other end here.
Have you ever asked Tom?
Oh,
I am pleased. If I'd gone back this weekend and told Dave that there would be blasts, he'd probably do it, wouldn't
he? No, well, that was the thing. That's why I didn't get here so early, because I said I wanted to get you clear before we fired a charge here.
Is it possibly three out of standards here? Come to think of it, I was fucking right at the time.
A couple of years ago, I went to the auction with Davis, there were about six blokes, and I arrived at the top of the pitch training 50 foot of leather from a crutch. Bloody feet didn't touch the leather.
They hauled all the way, mate.
What?
They hauled you, mate.
Yeah, hauled the girls all the way up, screaming and protesting all the way, not being able to get it. They're just running up into my hand, you know. The trouble was, the leather got caught up in my windshield.
You always were a fussy bugger, Cute, you know.
What?
You always were a fussy bugger. Nobody could please you, whatever.
No, I know.
Well, I'm going up and have another look at the other end.
I'm glad it's not me halfway down that bit.
Give me a shout, Jerry.
These have got a bang in it, so I'm not sure it anybody. That's the empty one.
Except who?
anybody will, aren't they?
Thank you.